Corn Dodger?
Heard of corn dogs, but not corn dodger.
And something you could take cornmeal and salt and water, make something you could eat with a spoon?
No, not familiar with it.
Did you ever hear of cornmeal mush or couscous?
Uh-uh.
And the inside part of the egg is called the...
yolk.
What color is that?
Yellow.
And if you cook them in hot water, you call them...
You're talking about the whole egg?
Uh-huh.
Shell and all, that's a boiled egg.
What if you crack them and let them drop out of the shells in the hot water?
Poached.
And say if you were thirsty, you'd say, I went over to the sink and I poured myself a...
glass of water.
And you'd say the glass fell off the sink and...
broke.
So somebody has... what, that glass?
Somebody's got to clean the glass up.
Okay. You say, when the glass fell, then you'd say it was...
in the wrong place to start with.
It had done what?
When it fell?
Yeah, then it had...
Or,
talking about the glass breaking, you'd say the glass has...
well, the glass is broke.
Okay. And you'd say, if you were thirsty, you'd say, I, what, 2 glasses of water,
I drank 2 glasses of water.
Okay, and you'd ask me how much water have you
drank?
Okay, and you'd say, if you let butter, if you keep butter too long and it doesn't taste right, you'd say that it's...
sour.
Okay. And milk that, what you're talking about in there, when you let it sit?
Clabbered.
Okay. What can you make with that?
Well, you can make, I make buttermilk. Mine clabbers. You can, and of course, you get your butter from the buttermilk, and then you can also make cottage cheese, which I can't do, but I haven't tried.
Is the cottage cheese that you make the same as what you can get at the store?
No, I wouldn't think so. I think it'd be it would probably be better if I could make it. But like I say, I'd never tried it. I do want to try it. I just never have took the time to do it.
Mm-hmm. What's the first thing you do after milking?
After milking?
Mm-hmm. To get the impurities out.
Well, after milking a cow, I guess you're talking about, just pour the milk in a jug, milk jug, that's what we call it. Put it in the icebox, and that was it.
Well, you might have little hairs or things in the milk.
Oh, you're talking about as far as running through the same thing as a sifter.
Uh-huh.
But mostly you prepare yourself before you milk.
Uh-huh.
And you don't have to worry about too much as far as what you were talking about, speaking of.
Well, when you run it through a sifter or something, you say you're doing what?
Well, you mostly just catching the hair or whatever or anything that might have got in it or the wind blowed in it while you're milking the cow.
Something kind of like a fruit pie. It's got several layers of fruit and dough in it. You call that a...
I'd probably call it a fruitcake.
Or like apples and several strips of dough and some more apples.
You call it some kind of cobbler.
Okay. Did you ever hear of a deep apple pie or family pie?
No.
And milk or cream mixed with sugar and nutmeg. You could take...